It's just a neat way to get extra cash for clothes, TVs, and the bed.
This is just a competitor system of smaller companies, law enforcement officials, therapists, and some of the girls themselves.
And she joins us now.
Also, this is Norma Hodder, I'm director of the SAGE Project, an outreach and advocacy project in San Francisco. Suzanne Smalley, give us some numbers. How many girls are you talking to, and how have the numbers grown in recent years?
Sure. I think that Frank Abondo was calling me to the program, which works with the Justice Department and the FBI in tracking exploited kids. And he said that from what he's seen, compared to 3 years ago, there's been a 70% increase in kids from middle to upper middle class backgrounds, many of whom have not suffered sexual or physical abuse doing this. I spoke to a young woman in Minnesota who is from a very upscale background and seems to come from a pretty loving home and is doing it because, as she says, it's easy money. Many of the experts I spoke with said that they believe a lot of the blame seems to be pinned on our culture, where young people are increasingly exposed to sexually exploitative images. And a lot of young girls, especially, are feeling increasingly like much of their worth can be traced to their body. The FBI has seen their teen prostitution caseload double in 1 year.
First of all, I have a background in child prostitution.
as many through abusive relationships. I wonder what you think of the number of girls, as Suzanne just referred to, who seem to get into this, who seem to get into this in some kind of voluntary way.
I'm not surprised at all. What is happening is there's a huge amount of money out there willing to be spent on buying children to abuse them. And the people that are spending this money, that are transferring their money to the youth, are a group of people that pretty much go unrecognized, unprosecuted, and uninvestigated. So why wouldn't they?
In other words, we shouldn't be seeing this as a voluntary money-making thing like selling greeting cards, but getting into an abusive system that the law enforcement system doesn't really treat seriously enough in terms of the charges against child prostitutes, against pimps and clients.
Exactly. And I think that one of the problems stems with calling the children prostitutes. There are many laws that could say, laws all throughout the country that clearly say this is a child, this is a youth who is being statutorily raped, this is a child who is being sexually abused, so why don't we call them sexual abuse victims and statutory rape victims? Why are we calling them prostitutes? And all of the time in that rape and sexual abuse, there's money exchanging. So what's so different?
What's the best way to go at this problem, from the supply side, that is to say, the girls themselves, or the demand side, that is to say, the customers?
Yes, the demand side. The demand side is the way to go. The men, I've had close to 5,000 men in a program of adult users of prostitutes. And we know that many, many of these men are also sexually abusing and raping children through prostitution, and they do not look at themselves as sex offenders. And it's important for us to start looking at them as sex offenders. They think at the most it'll be a misdemeanor charge, and that's true. At the most it'll be a misdemeanor charge. You know, I don't know how many men out of the Mall of America have actually been arrested for a serious sexual offense. That's what we need to look at.
You've also said that inadequate foster care systems are feeding into this.
Inadequate child welfare systems. It's really true. We criminalize the child. We say that she has consented to her own rape or to her own sexual abuse, and somewhere we have interpreted the laws that that's a crime and that she should be charged for that and she should be blamed and stigmatized. Once you start calling a child and a youth a prostitute, it's very, very hard to have sensitive systems that and professionals that don't stigmatize that child and don't shame her further and shame the family and everything else, rather than, you know, providing whatever is missing here. And I do agree that it is the commercialization of children, the sexualization of children. Everybody says that. Any group that you work with, you know, if it's customers of adult prostitutes, if it's women, if whoever it is, they all say the media and commercialization of children and the
eroticization of children. Yes. Exactly. Norma Hodling is director of the SAGE Project, an outreach and advocacy project in San Francisco. We also talked with this week's Demanders.